September 8th, 2016, Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, says, Praise be to Jesus. I tell you solemnly, God's justice cannot be politically influenced. Divine justice stands unadulterated by secret agendas or ambition. His scale of justice carries righteousness as defined by holy love on one side, and man's departure from his laws on the other. God cannot be illogically pressured into unearned exoneration. The only thing that lessens his justice is a repentant heart. Please note, as in the days of Jonah, God's mercy will never spurn a repentant heart. In his justice, he never shows favoritism towards one sinner over another. Today, you have in the world many grave miscarriages of justice. Some are in the prominent public eye. This is not of God and bespeaks of dishonesty, hidden agendas, and the abuse of power. Justice is carried out by God in accordance with obedience to his commandments. He is not swayed by politics, money, or power. This is the type of justice mankind must imitate. A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go out into the city, going a day's journey, and he cried, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.